All right, everybody. I wanted you to hear that because y'all know what time it is. And my co-host, Dr. Dorothy V. Gandy.
Yay.
Is going to help y'all with this song. Dr. Gandy, let them know what we're doing with that song.
Okay, now you've been hearing these tunes that Mr. Thornton has been playing all week, and he's playing Frosty the Snowman. Can you guess who's singing that? Is it, am I the one who's singing it? Is it Mariah Carey? Is it Natalie Cole? Or did I say one of the persons? Can you guess who it is? Okay, I've kept you in suspense long enough. That was the great Ella Fitzgerald. Ella Fitzgerald was singing Frosty the Snowman. Is that right, Mr. Thornton?
That is right, and y'all know what that means. Y'all got to remember what Dr. Gandy shared with us now. Now, this is the first time you've heard Dr. Gandy identify a song, so that should help be a cue to you. Tomorrow, Power Friday, when I bring the songs back, you got to remember, oh, wait a minute, Dr. Gandy told us who this is. You know, that lady has such an awesome voice that seemed to have changed a bit over the years as she got older. But whether it was when she was in her youth, mm-hmm. whether it was when she was older, Ella Fitzgerald had a voice, and that lady could sing.
Still can sing, that's right. When that's your talent and that's your gift, no one can take it away from you. Just like you, Mr. Thornton, just like I just told you. You're a great radio broadcast show person, and everybody doesn't have that talent to get on and just talk it without looking at papers and reading.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I really feel honored to be able to do this. And ladies and gentlemen, remember now, tomorrow, I'm gonna help you out a little bit. I don't normally do this, but I'm going to do this because I'm in a real generous mood today. One of the songs we heard this week was by Alvin and the Chipmunks. I still say those boys should have got them a Grammy. They could sing.
Okay.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. Then we heard from Charlie Brown, the Charlie Brown Gang, and they were singing Christmas Time Is Here. And remember, I gave you the option. If I play the instrumental version, though, you got to tell me. Vince Guaraldi Trio. If I play with the vocals, then you can give me the name of that trio, or you can say the Charlie Brown Gang. But if all I play, because Dr. Gandy, what I did Tuesday when I played that, I played the instrumental version, which features just the trio.
Okay.
One of whom, the pianist who composed the song. But then I also that same day played Charlie Brown and his crew singing Christmas Time Is Here. And so I told them I'm going to give them a choice. If I play the vocals, they can give me the trio and or the Charlie Brown Gang.
All right, that's fair enough.
If I only play the instrumental, they got to tell me who the instrumental group is.
And I'm telling you, listening audience, I would flunk that test.
So y'all got to be ready now. And we got Ella Fitzgerald, the great Ella Fitzgerald, helping us out. And remember the theme now. Christmas cartoon songs. Cartoon Christmas songs. That's the thing for this week. That'll help you keep it in your mind over the next couple of days so that it'll start coming to you. Even though you're hearing the great Ella Fitzgerald, she's still singing about a cartoon character who's Frosty the Snowman, who we hear about during the Christmas season. That's your cue. Fair enough, Dr. Gaines?
Fair enough.
All right.
Get those brains to working. That's what we're talking about now. Education, getting those brains at work.
There you go. So they need to maybe start the morning off with
a brain teaser.
Walk or brain teaser.
Well,
something
both.
To get
they
that
can do
blood
that
flowing.
They can do that together.
There you
do
go.
The brain teaser while you're walking.
I love it.
There you go.
All right, ladies. So, and gentlemen, we're helping you. We're doing everything in our power. Just something about Dr. Gandy being a professional educator in addition to author. By the way, speaking of authorship, for the benefit of the people who missed our conversation the last time, would you share with them the books that you've written and essentially what they're about?
Okay, the first book that I wrote was called An 8-Piece Guide to Peace, and I focus on 8 areas that as we're building relationships, whether they're with your significant other, your family, your jobs, even yourself, there are 8 things that you need to have in place to have a healthy relationship. And it starts with yourself. That was the first book. And the second book I wrote was called Caught in the Middle. And this is about, you know, making sure that you're aware of the fact that no matter where you are in life, whether it's with your spiritual, your financial, your education, anything, that you're going to always be caught in the middle. But you don't want to be in the same middle for the rest of your life. You want to move from one healthy middle to another. So where you are today, you don't want to find yourself in that same spot tomorrow or the next year or the next 10 years. And then the last book that I wrote, I had a lot of ladies coming, what do you do to do this and how do you do this to keep like this? So I just said, okay, I wrote a book called 200 Ways to Look, Feel, and Be Your Best. And it's a little book about the size of the daily bread. And it just gives 200 ways that we can do, apply to ourselves every day to look our best, be our best, and feel our best. And this is a time where it becomes one of the really best sellers, because a lot of women are getting these books around the Christmas holidays for stocking stuffers. Because, you know, they just get them, and men get them as well. I got a guy who purchased three yesterday. He wants to give it to his sister. He said he read it on the airplane while he was going on the conference. Matter of fact, my boss, Dr. Ronnie Hopkins, I want to do a shout out to Dr. Hopkins, and he just called me and told me how much he enjoyed reading the book.
Awesome.
Yes.
And that's amazing that there could be that many things that we could do. I could, 30 things you can do to, or 50, but 200.
Yes, I divided them into eight areas, the spiritual, the mental, the moral, the educational, the financial. And I divided them into eight of those, and each one of those has about 20 things to do in each one of those sections, so equal to 200 ways to look, feel, and be your best.
Awesome. You want to share with us any three?
Okay, let's just say the physical. One of the first things is get up and exercise, eat right, have a good attitude. All that's part of the physical. And the spiritual, meditate, read the Bible, look at Bible verses and understand what they are talking about. And the financial, learn how to budget, learn how to be financially healthy by budgeting yourself, living to your capacity and not trying to live within somebody else's means. So they are all of those are active things that are saying, do this, do this, do this. They're all action things.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. And it's so amazing because, you know, you talk about budgeting, and that's something that a lot of people hear and they think, okay, well, that's so simple. Well, yes, in a way it is. But on the other hand, it's not simple enough that people will say, I'm going to do it. And they do it. A lot of folks don't budget. It's one of those simple yet powerful things that we can do to make life better for ourselves.
It could be very difficult to do, especially when you're seeing someone else in your family with this or a friend with that. And you say, okay, I want to do that too. And so on the spur of a moment, you go out and make a bad decision. And then one bad decision moves to another. And before you know it, you know you're out there in a terrible situation. Mm-hmm. But just as well as you get yourself in a bad situation, you can get yourself back into a good one. Wow, it just takes discipline, just like everything else.
Yeah, I love that. You can get yourself back into a good situation.
Yes.
Discipline.
Discipline.
And back to that L word you shared with us earlier, lifestyle.
Lifestyle changes.
Yeah.
In every area of our lives, a lifestyle change would make us a better person or a worse person.
Wow, I like that. And speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, we really do take our hats off to those of you who have been doing what you can to do something about your lives and the lives of others who may mean a lot to you by making the commitment to further your education. People trying to do something good for themselves, good for others, Dr. Gandhi, by getting an education, it can be heartbreaking when they have put their time, their money, even if that money means I'm borrowing it right now to pay back later, their monies, their energies, their time, their psychological commitment into getting this education. And something as tragic as what has occurred with ITT, Technical Institute, Virginia College, and others occurs, where those schools have closed down and left a lot of students just out in the cold.
Yeah, a lot of the students are heartbroken, but just like we just said, you know, bad things happen and it may happen for a good reason. There are other options for these students. And there are a lot of colleges out there saying, come to us, come to us. You know, we have our doors open. And certainly Voorhees College, that's located in Denmark, South Carolina, welcomes these students to come and join us and to continue your education. Now, I'm talking about Voorhees College being in Denmark, South Carolina, but we actually have a satellite campus right here in Augusta, Georgia, where these students would not have to travel to Denmark to further their education. It's called the non-traditional program. And what we do, we offer courses. We have six areas, six programs that we offer to students to further their education. They don't have to travel not 1 mile to the Voorhees campus. We do everything right here in Augusta for them, from the admissions process all the way to the end of graduation. So we're here to help you, and we welcome, if you're listening to us and you were a student at Virginia College, I would like for you to give me a call. We are located at the Buda Grove Baptist Church. We're on the third floor of the educational building at Buda Grove. Just give us a call there. That number is 706-724-1086. And I'm in extension 14. That's Dr. Gandy. Again, that number is 706-724-1086, extension 14.
And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Gandy is going to share some more information about Voorhees. She's going to give you some information about their program in general, but also she'll tell you more about the program that she's overseeing. Dr. Dorothy B. Gandy, our guest, yours and mine, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Have some fun now before I melt away. If you can.